Hi there. The word for you today is on discipleship. In Luke 14, verse 27, we read, "Whosoever doth not bear his cross cannot be my disciple." Brent Goodine says, and I quote, "My friend decided it was time to talk to her bright 4-year-old son, Benji, about receiving Christ. Benji, I asked quietly, would you like to have Jesus in your heart? Benji rolled his blue eyes and answered, seriously, no. I don't think I want that responsibility." Now, you may not like Benji's answer, or you may smile, but you have to admire his honesty, don't you? He wasn't just thinking about the rewards of discipleship. He was thinking about the responsibilities it brings. Brother Lawrence, a French monk, who became famous for writing a little book called The Practice of the Presence of God, puts it this way. "Let us think often that our only business in this life is to please God. Imagine asking yourself before each action, word, or attitude, is this pleasing to the Lord? How different would your life be if you did that? How would your decisions impact the people around you if you did that? Jesus said, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." Crosses weren't made to live on. They were made to die on. Every morning when you wake up, you need to go into your bathroom, look in the mirror and say, today you've been called to die to self-indulgence, self-interest, and self-promotion. Tom Landry, coach for the famous Dallas Cowboys football team, and a great Christian, once said, "The job of a football coach is to make men do what they don't want to do in order to achieve what they've always wanted to be." And that, my friend, that is the essence of discipleship. Furthermore, Jesus said if you're not willing to do it, you, quote, cannot, end of quote. You cannot be his disciple. Think about it.